WKJAN Sports.
Time for check of sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. Well, the boys' state basketball tournament yesterday, Adam Klein got some state tournament experience when he played at Iowa City West, and he used that to his advantage yesterday. The Williamsburg senior guard scored 29 points on 10 of 14 shooting as the second-ranked Raiders beat Glenwood 65-40 in a Class 3A quarterfinal.
I think it helped a lot playing on West last year and getting some playing time here on this court. But also I think what helped is we actually went and played at Carver Hawkeye Arena for a practice. So getting used to the background and everything because it's a little different, I think that helped a lot.
The Raiders shot 62% in the second half as they improved to 24-1 on the season.
I definitely thought we played probably one of our best games of the year. We especially defensively, we didn't let anything easy for them, and I think whenever we play really good on defense, that sparks our offense, so that really helped.
Glenwood closed out an unlikely postseason run with a 12-13 record.
These kids have fought, they've battled all season long. You know, they've showed a lot of heart getting here. Playing in the district semifinals, district championship, sub-state, we fought tooth and nail against three very good, solid teams. Unfortunately, you know, we didn't play one of our better games tonight, and that's the way the chips fall.
That's Glenwood coach Kurt Schulte. The Rams were making their first appearance at the state tournament in 63 years.
You know, we've been close. You know, last year we were in a sub-state final against Harlan and came up short, and this year we got here, and they've set the foundation, and hopefully this is something that we can continue to do and continue to get down here to Des Moines on a regular basis.
Glenwood falling 65-40 in the first round to Williamsburg. Other first-round Class 3A tournament games yesterday saw Lamar's beat Dallas Center Grimes 59-51, Dubuque Wallert downing Waverly Shell Rock 60-50, and Cedar Rapids Xavier beats Pella 65-61. A couple of Class 2A quarterfinals yesterday, Pella Christian upends Western Christian 70-69, and Iowa City Regina a 45-32 winner over Cascade. Just four games on the state tournament slate today. It'll be the rest of the first-round games. These will be in Class 4A. Iowa City West, the defending state champs, will take their undefeated mark onto the court against Sioux City North in a 105 contest. That'll be followed by North Scott facing Waukee. Des Moines Hoover will play Ames late tonight in the last game of the day. Pleasant Valley will face Cedar Rapids Kennedy in the opening game of the night session today in Des Moines. Also in boys basketball news, with Glenwood's exit from the state tournament, the Hawkeye 10 Conference announced its boys all-conference selections for the 2014-15 season. There are five unanimous first-team selections on this year's team, and Atlantic's Ryan Hawkins is one of them. Hawkins, the leading scorer for the Trojans this season, a junior, was a unanimous first-team all-conference selection. Joining him on the first team unanimously were Jay Wolf of Creston, Spencer Pauley of Denison, Kyle Jewell of Harlan, and Mitch Moran of Lewis Central. Other first-teamers include Parker Eller of Denison, Matt Dentlinger of Kemper Catholic, and Macon Anderson from Shenandoah. Atlantic had two players on the second-team all-conference list, Garrett Franken, a sophomore, and Joey Walker, a senior. Atlantic's second and third leading scorers were also honored by second-team selections this year. Other second-team picks include Jacob Lewis of Glenwood, Peyton Anderson of Shenandoah, Travis Miller of St. Albert, Adam Schleisman of Kemper Catholic, Will Landsman of Harlan, and Cody Webb of Denison. Honorable mention picks this year in the Hawkeye 10 include Alex Nielsen of Creston, Brendan Burt of Red Oak, Christian Gromitas of Creston, Cole McBride of St. Albert, Dylan Stouter of Glenwood, Gage Bowman of St. Albert, Jacob Schaefer of Kemper Catholic, Jake Servin of Shenandoah, Lewis Central's Mitchell Brinkman, Ryan Lundgren of Red Oak, and Ryan Rice from Denison were all honorable mention selections. Well, Kentucky transfer Kyle Wilcher had 18 points and 10 rebounds in helping number 7 Gonzaga shoot its way past Brigham Young 91-75 for the Zags' third straight West Coast Conference tournament title and 14th overall. The nation's best shooting team during the regular season, Gonzaga shot 53% inside Orleans Arena and made 8 of 12 from three-point range. Elsewhere in conference title games, David Scarra scored 12 points as Valparaiso beats Green Bay 54-44 to win the Horizon League Tournament Championship and the automatic bid to the NCAA Tournament. While Rodney Pryor had 17 points and Robert Morris denied St. Francis of Brooklyn its first NCAA Tournament bid, beating the Terriers 66-63 in the Northeast Conference Tournament Championship. Well, Kentucky's undefeated men's basketball team has company. Alex Wheatley scored 17 points, and number 13 Princeton capped off an undefeated regular season with a 55-42 victory over Penn in women's college play. The 30-0 Tigers became the 15th team to enter the NCAA tournament undefeated. Now they'll wait for Monday night's NCAA selection show to see where they will play in the women's tournament. Iowa State says that athletic director Jamie Pollard is recovering in a hospital after suffering a heart attack this week. The Cyclone said in a statement that Pollard suffered that heart attack Monday while watching his daughters compete in a track meet on the campus of the University of Northern Iowa. He spent Monday night at Allen Hospital in Waterloo and was still there on Tuesday. He was transferred yesterday then to a Des Moines hospital where he's expected to undergo open heart surgery. The school has appointed David Harris as the acting athletic director while Pollard recovers. The 50-year-old Pollard has been Iowa State's athletic director since 2005. Well, a ton of activity yesterday as the opening of the NFL free agency period hit. Trades overshadowed the opening day of free agency, though, in the NFL. Among some of the highlights, Seattle has acquired tight end Jimmy Graham from New Orleans in exchange for center Max Unger. Graham is considered one of the top pass-catching tight ends in the league. He's caught at least 85 passes in each of the past four seasons. Two people familiar with the trade say the Philadelphia Eagles and the St. Louis Rams have agreed to swap quarterbacks, Nick Foles and Sam Bradford. Both spoke to the Associated Press anonymously because the teams were still working on the draft picks involved in the deal. Bradford hasn't played since his 2013 season ended after he twice tore his left ACL. Foles had a breakout season for the Eagles in 2013 and was offensive MVP of the Pro Bowl. He missed the last eight games last season after breaking his collarbone. The Ravens traded 9-year defensive tackle Haloti Ngata to the Detroit Lions. The Ravens will receive a 4th and 5th round pick for Ngata and a 7th round selection. It's according to a report on the Lions' website. Ngata is due $8.5 million next season. It has $16 million salary cap figure. The 31-year-old is a 5-time Pro Bowler. Elsewhere, the Jets dug into their past to bring back All-Pro cornerback Darrell Revis. That's according to his agents. Revis goes from the Jets' arch-rival Patriots, whom he helped win the Super Bowl last month, back to his NFL roots. A person with knowledge of the agreement says free agent wide receiver Torrey Smith, formerly of Baltimore, reached a 5-year contract with the San Francisco 49ers pending a physical. Running back LeSean McCoy says he's happy to be somewhere he's appreciated after being traded to Buffalo from Philadelphia for linebacker Kiko Alonso. 5-time Pro Bowl running back Frank Gore has agreed to terms with the Indianapolis Colts. The Seattle Seahawks finalized a 3-year deal with cornerback Kerry Williams. San Diego Chargers have agreed to terms on a 5-year contract with guard Orlando Franklin. The Bengals solidified their linebacker position by reaching agreement on a deal with A.J. Hawk, who was released by Green Bay last week. Receiver Brandon Marshall has passed his physical, and his trade to the New York Jets from the Chicago Bears is a done deal. A person familiar with negotiations says Arizona and free agent guard Mike Iupati have agreed on a 5-year, $40 million contract. Also yesterday, the Browns have signed wide receiver Brian Hartline, who gets a 2-year, $6 million contract. The Oakland Raiders opened free agency, agreeing to contracts with former Super Bowl MVP Malcolm Smith and blocking tight end Lee Smith. Also a person familiar with negotiations says the Buffalo Bills have agreed to sign free agent fullback Jerome Felton, who spent the past three seasons in Minnesota. The New York Giants dipped into the free agent market, coming up with two former Patriots, running back Shane Vereen and linebacker Jonathan Casillas. 7-time Pro Bowl linebacker Patrick Willis is retiring after a 2014 season that was cut short by a toe injury that required surgery. And quarterback Jake Locker is retiring from football rather than hit free agency after 4 NFL seasons with the Tennessee Titans. He says in a statement that he no longer has the burning desire needed to keep playing for a living. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.